This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of Romans 8, let's consider the phrase in verse 17, share in his glory. In eternity past, Jesus Christ, as God the Son, shared with his heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit the effulgent glory of their being. This is clear in his high priestly prayer in John 17. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. You will understand this better by looking at Philippians 2, 5, and 6. Christ Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Jesus Christ, as God the Son, could never be anything less than God. That's what being in very nature God means. What does it mean when Paul continues, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing? Jesus Christ was and remained equal with God the Father in his essential essence, but he laid aside the outward expression of who he is, that is, the effulgent glory that he shared with his Father throughout eternity past. He laid that expression aside during his earthly sojourn so that he could give outward expression of his very nature as a servant. Take a moment to thank and worship our Savior, who as a servant made the ultimate sacrifice, dying for our sins so we could be forgiven.